We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle. Back at the Labatt Blue Studio one more time. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're still hearing from James Franklin coming off a 27-6 Penn State win over Rutgers. They finished up the season 10-2. We're going to hear what he had to say about Senior Day and about the development of Journey Brown, which is a cool story that we didn't really get to a lot in this show so far. But first, as we usually do, our priorities are set. I want to hear what James Franklin had to say about coaching rumors and all the things that kind of get bantied around this time of year and how his name keeps popping up. Here's what he had to say.
I think I addressed it earlier in the year. There's nobody that would want this not to be talked about more than me. I'm hoping I'm hoping this thing's going to be over very quick. But you know, like I told you, I love Penn State. I love our players. I don't see that changing anytime soon. So it's a little bit of the nature of college football, but I love Penn State. I love our players. I love what we're doing here. I don't see that changing anytime soon. And hopefully, you know, all this conversation will be over very shortly.
So the point of leading off this segment with that one was less about stirring the pot and more about getting to what he got to at the end of what he had to say there, which was hopefully something is coming soon. Now we're sitting here recording this, and maybe by the time you listen to it later in the week or whatever, you will know more, but he does hint that a possible contract extension is coming. He's said hopefully there's an end to that soon.
Right.
And the only end that we can possibly fathom is Penn State announcing an extension for him. And it's an extension that would make sense for both parties here to try to squash this conversation once again. And to your point, I think off air, is that, you know, James Franklin's agent doesn't mind having his name out there again and again. And the delicate balancing act, if you are going to be linked to these jobs again and again, is that you're going to have to go into living rooms. You're going to have to answer questions from recruits. You're going to have to answer questions from current players. You're going to have to – but James Franklin should be an expert at that by now.
Yeah, you would think so. The only issue I can see with you know, the idea of wrapping this up quickly is that there's not a Board of Trustees meeting scheduled until February. So they have to call a special – meeting, which they certainly can. They called one to hire James Franklin after all, so they can certainly give enough notice and do as they please to make that happen. But, you know, that's what we'll be watching for now. Yeah, my assumption is that, yeah, correct, that he is implying that a contract extension is coming. And look, I think he's laid out his list of demands, right? I mean, it seems he wants more money to hire assistant coaches with. He talks a lot about, he's talked about this in press conferences in the 247 Sports Big Ten Network, Big Ten podcast that they do. He's talked about this on Big Ten Network, post-game, pre-game, out-of-season, in-season, radio show, whatever. He's talked a lot about wanting everyone to kind of be on the same page and everyone pulling the rope in the right direction. And if for the folks that think he might leave, I think one concern would be that he's been talking about this for seemingly 6 years now, and clearly he still doesn't feel that the rope is being pulled in the right direction by everybody. So that's something to keep in mind. But ultimately, you know, I look at what Penn State it has to give him, and they have to give him more money to hire assistant coaches with. Who's to say that he doesn't go out and get someone not named Ricky Ronnie if he had more? We don't know what their salary pool is. So for all we know, he went with Ricky Ronnie, who so many fans obviously would like him to move on from. Maybe that for financial reasons. Now, I think it more was about the fact that he thought that a longtime loyal assistant was ready for this role, whether he is or not, you know. Jury's still out on that, I think, 2 years later. But if you want to keep hiring guys at the highest level, you got to have cash to do it with. So I think he wants more money for that. I think he wants some of these facilities projects to get done in a little bit quicker than it seems like they're getting done. So I think that's a part of it, too. He'll get more money if there is a contract extension, which, again, I think we both think is very likely. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but USC being shut off. Again, we're recording this Monday, December 2nd. So Clay Helton could be fired at any time.
I like how you start a sentence recording. And then we're recording this, and then you have to. This is the second time you've had to verify the date.
Well, because we'll sometimes get questions from people about how what are you guys thinking? And it's like, well, we didn't know. Well, we didn't have that information 48 hours ago.
A lot of the time, though, that is that's time proof. That's not
right. Oh, yeah, correct. Yeah, no argument to be made.
Some
there.
Of our stupid things are timeless treasures. It doesn't matter when we record it. Yeah,
but I think the fact it doesn't look like Clay Helton. Getting fired. Do they claim they haven't made a decision out there yet? But I think USC being walled off locks James Franklin at Penn State. But I do think he wants more commitment from the university. And I think the university should give it to him. However, I also think that they need to put a pretty heavy buyout in place for at least the next two seasons to end this whole conversation. It's every year now. I mean, it's every year he's a candidate for this job, that job, Florida State, Texas A&M, USC, you name it. I mean, to me, I think Penn State would be smart to give him most of what he wants, but what he has to give back is a large buyout. Maybe not $20 million like Lynn Swann agreed to with Clay Helton, but a pretty big buyout that would deter these conversations from happening over the next few years.
Yeah, and I don't know. You can deter them, but if your representation openly welcomes this conversation in a way of kind of negotiating on a public stage, what are you going to do? I think it's just, to me, I think if you're a Penn State fan, you just have to accept that this is just kind of the new normal. Your coach is in high demand, and he doesn't really seem to have a big problem with being linked to these jobs. And to a certain extent, James Franklin can only say so much that eliminates these rumors. You just have to deal with the fact that he's going to be subject to rumors. Now, the other thing about James Franklin, about what he said, is that hopefully it all comes to an end soon. Part of that could be USC makes Clay Helton's 2020 return official,
right,
and Florida State hires somebody, because you have to hire somebody ideally leading up to this first signing day here in a few weeks. Maybe that brings it to an end and there isn't a conversation in the world. But I do think that there's an extension coming for him. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're still recapping Penn State Rutgers, hearing from James Franklin. Now, his thoughts on the game, his thoughts on coaching rumors that have been swirling. The segment brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, which is officially available now in Pennsylvania. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. So easy to use, you can deposit, place your bets, and withdraw in a matter of seconds. It's no wonder, then, that they are America's top-rated sportsbook app. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSN to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Senior day for Penn State Rutgers, and this is a pretty special group. I think 41 wins for this senior class, and there's all kinds of good stories, good development stories here. But here's what James Franklin had to say about this group of seniors.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool sitting out there. You know, I always try to, you know, let the guys finish on the field, then come in and make sure everybody's in the locker room before I go in and talk to the team. But you know, watching those seniors kind of soak Beaver Stadium in for the last time. Jan Johnson was one of the last guys kind of walking around. And, you know, Jan's a fifth-year senior, got an undergraduate degree, got a master's degree. I think he's about 3 months younger than me. I think he's like 35 years old or something like that. You think about all the things that he's been able to do here at Penn State. It's pretty impressive. So watching him kind of soak it all in and walk around the stadium, growing up as a Penn State kid. Then you got Blake Gillikin that didn't know where Penn State was during the recruiting process. And watching him walk around the stadium, kind of soak it all in as well. And then guys like Yuri, you know, is in there and is full of emotion. Jake Zembeck, full of emotion. So it's pretty cool. You know, it really is. And we got something going really special here. And our kids believe that. You see it in the locker room. You feel it in the locker room. Those guys have given a lot to this community. They've given a lot to this university. You know, and I also am very proud, because I think, you know, you think how our guys have conducted themselves off the field, how they've done in the classroom as well. We've had a few problems here or there, but overall, I think our Penn State people and our community are really proud of that as well. So, just got off the radio with Jack Hamm, and, to hear the pride in his voice and all those former lettermen proud of kind of where we're at and what we're doing, and to watch those seniors and the impact that Penn State's had on them and the impact they've had on our university and community as well. It's really pretty cool.
Greg, your thoughts on this senior class, and you know, one of the interesting ones, obviously Jan Johnson with his career, the way that it's gone, and I can definitely see him catching on and playing a few seasons in the NFL if he chooses to go that route. But the senior class and what Penn State has been able to do, it is one of the more remarkable times in Penn State history. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way given the ebbs and the flows and the elevated expectations over the years. You think about when James Franklin arrived, you know, where expectations were shortly before that, coming out of sanctions and all that. To even have expectations is a testament to where Bill O'Brien and where James Franklin have taken this program, not to mention this senior class that just was celebrated against Rutgers.
Very important group for sure. I think that it's going to be an overlooked one because there's not, I mean, if anyone gets drafted high, it's going to be one of the underclassmen, right? Etor Grossmatos or KJ Hamler, if either or both of them decide to leave for the NFL. So I mean, Cam Brown could be a day two, maybe, probably a day three guy. I don't know, Blake Gillikens should get drafted, but it's probably not going to be on day two. I don't know if they necessarily have a day two guy in this class or a day one guy in this class of seniors, but that shouldn't distract from how good this group has been to this program, the leadership that they showcased and all that. So I think it's a group that, again, might be overlooked a little bit, but shouldn't be in the regard, it just in regards for all the things they accomplished.
We're not going to have time to get into what James Franklin had to say about Journey Brown, but his development, just to paraphrase the quote, is worth pointing out. It's not like he came from nowhere, but he had some questions about his game, and I don't know whether academic stuff or whatever from Meadville. Coaches weren't really coming through. Penn State kind of took a shot on him, and it's been a little bit of a pet project for James Franklin, but to see his long speed and to hear about his development and what he's overcome to reach this point, 103 yards and 3 touchdowns against Rutgers, he's emerged is Penn State's best running back. It's a prediction that you made before the start of the year. I burned the audio so we didn't hear what I had to say about Ricky Slade being the number one running back and being a 1,000-yard runner. That doesn't exist because I never said it, except I did. But Journey Brown's development is another thing that Jane Franklin went into. Just an awesome story that we'll hear more about in bowl season. For now, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us on the Keystone Sports app and on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We'll see you next time.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.